mortal danger of being a heretic, etc., the society was less accepting of deviationists. in order to exist, you had to prove your right to exist. And Jews could not prove that right. They never could in Europe. And therefore, you had these great pogroms, turmoil. Jewish communities that had existed for long periods of time were closed, were desolate. Jews fled. All of this contributed again to the ascendancy of Eastern Europe and the decline of Western and Middle Europe in Jewish life and Jewish history. One word has to be said here also regarding the events in England, because even though it didn't directly concern the Jews, it would serve to influence Jewish life greatly. And that is that in England, the Puritans took over the country. The strict, simple roundheads, the ones who believed in the Bible, the founding fathers of our country. One of the interesting things about the Puritans and about the Pilgrim Fathers from whom they descended was the fact that they all knew Hebrew, and they all knew the Bible in Hebrew, and that they gave their children, in effect, Hebrew names. If you look at if you ever have a chance to look at the Mayflower Compact and see the names of the few hundred people who signed it, you'll be amazed to see that they're almost all biblical Hebrew names. In fact, there was a vote taken by the members of the Mayflower Compact whether the spoken language in the New World should be Hebrew or English, because many felt, since it was a new beginning and to them this was the promised land, so they wanted to speak the holy tongue. It's not recorded whether they wanted to speak Sfaradit or Ashkenazis, but it's a remarkable thing. I mean, imagine we could be all speaking Hebrew, and we could be taking English as a second language. But that is an event that never happened anywhere else in the world. Never happened anywhere else in the world. And if you look at the seals of some of the great universities in the United States, you will notice that their seals are in Hebrew, or their mottos: Yale University, Columbia University, I think the University of Pennsylvania, others. The seal is in Hebrew, because to them the Hebrew language was special. And even though they were far from being lovers of the Jews, the fact that they had the affinity to the Chumash and to the Tanakh, and the fact they had the affinity to the Hebrew language, enabled them to think in terms of some sort of religious freedom for Jews. And later, when it came in the United States and the early settlers provided rules for religious freedom, the rules for religious freedom included the Jews. The United States is really the first, even though there were so few Jews here, to avail themselves of those opportunities. But the United States is really the first country in the world that ever had rules such as those, where religious discrimination against Jews didn't exist. So this was a remarkable period. On the other hand, however, and we'll discuss it when we discuss the Jews of Amsterdam, the English Protestants under Oliver Cromwell expelled the Jews from England. And confiscated all of their books, in what was one of the most vicious acts of the century. And the Jews were again forced to flee. Most of them fled across the channel to the Jewish community of Amsterdam.